Hi, folks. I'm your genial host, Anthony Boff. Our jackpot today is $111 plus a trip up north. Let's meet our first two contestants, Clark Fark and Dolly Drellman. What do you do, Clark?
I pretty much just sit around, Anthony.
Swell. What about you, Dolly?
No sitting around for me, Mr. Boff. I stand near the window.
All day?
Except for meals, unless I'm fasting.
Well, you sound like interesting people. Let's get right to our game. Just before airtime, a short backstage shoving match determined that Clark would get the first question. So here it is. Are you ready, Clark?
Ready as a bastard, Mr. Boff.
Okay. Remember, the category is people. Now then, Clark Fark, as America watches, please answer this, you prick. Damon and Sylvia Prongster live in Thighmaster, Maine, on the corner of Watkins and Skirmerhorn. Last Tuesday, at 6 in the evening, a brown Chevrolet drove past their house. What was the name of the last mechanic to change the oil on that car, and what was the name of his grandfather's first-grade teacher? You have 3 seconds.
Jason Warburton and Mrs. Amelia Day Higgins.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Clark. Your answer is incorrect. The correct answer is Dudley Manouche and Clara Wheatley.
Well, I just took a wild guess.
I knew that answer.
Not fucking likely, Dolly.
I agree, Mr. Boff. I think she's full of shit.
Clark, I'm awfully sorry you did such a poor job. I see your family in our audience, and they look ashamed. But you do win a roll of quarters and the home version of teacher-approved Answer This, You Prick! Play it with your kids. And we'll add $1 to our jackpot, bringing the total to $112. It's too late for us to get to Dolly Drellman, but that's just too bad for her. Don't forget to join us again in June or May to play Answer This, You Prick, when one of our main questions will be, who was the first person to strangle someone he had known for more than 6 years? Good night, everybody. Guests on Answer This, You Prick, receive a framed picture of Henry Kissinger and stay at the luxurious Hotel for the Malformed in downtown Watsonville. Watsonville, the last place you want to be.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Yesterday I killed my third priest in a month. The first time it scared me. The second time I had no feelings at all. The third time, I actually began to like it.
I'm not really a priest, son. I'm just cleaning the confessional.
This is called Thanksgiving in the Kitchen.
You look great in that dress, Marion. Really sexy. I was thinking if God forbid, something ever happened to Joe and Estelle, I'd sure like to spend some time with you.
I feel the same way about you, Bart.
Really? Look, maybe we wouldn't have to wait for something to happen to Joe and Estelle. What do you think?
This one is called Walk, Don't Walk.
I heard Phil Hanley died. What happened?
It's the strangest thing. He was walking down Fifth Avenue on his way to Times Square. He took a right at 42nd Street and headed over to Broadway. He was just strolling along, minding his own business, when suddenly a big chunk of concrete fell on him and crushed him to death.
Jesus, what a way to go.
I know. I would have taken a right at 50th Street, gone over to Broadway, and then headed down to Times Square.
Uncle Lochinvar, although a moral vegetarian who only ate meat if the animal had died in its sleep, once punched out his twin daughters because they wouldn't lend him 15 cents. He could speak 7 languages, but unfortunately he was disliked in all those countries. His hobby was visiting cemeteries in poor areas and guessing which people had had the worst lives. He fell in love with a fish dentist named Chiquita, and a week later she died from using infected toilet paper while watching a TV show called Progress in Medicine. Inconsolable, Lochinvar, after composing his own epitaph, believe me, I wasn't a schmuck, died as part of a group enema suicide pact. Uncle Sherlock was a proctologist's mate in the Navy who fought in Korea and the Philippines. Unfortunately, it was just last year, and he was jailed in both countries. He was the only man ever brought before the World Court for unpaid parking tickets. His personal checks did not depict nature scenes. They showed animal euthanasia and the Allied firebombing of Dresden. During a bungee jump, he fell in love with a Dutch courtroom artist, and they were married in a windmill the next day during a relative calm.